We'll say good morning. So we left off towards the middle of Halacha Hey. So we left off again with the section Habenonim. Em hayo bichlal mechza avono shalohen shalohiniach tefillin meolam donin oso kifi chatov v'yesh lo chilek v'olam haba. So we'll say again, if you remember, so the Rambam was talking about the idea in terms of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and tabulates and... Alright, so when HaKadosh remembers, he's talking about again how HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and calculates out all of the Averos, or I should say measures out all of the Averos as well as the Mitzvos. So the Rambam writes that for the Benonim, for the in-betweeners, if they had within their Mechtza Avonos that they did not go ahead and put on Tefillin, Donin also kafi chetav, meaning the avera of not putting on tefillin is something ultimately that goes ahead and weighs against someone heavily, and a person ultimately is judged for their sins. Now, the reason why the Rambam singles out tefillin is because the Rambam brings down that one who does not wear tefillin is considered to be a poshe begufo, is considered to be someone who actively rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his body. That since tefillin ultimately is a mitzvah we perform with the guf, non-performance of it is considered to be, again, a rebellion begufo. However, however, the Rambam writes that even though such a sin ultimately is considered to be significant and severe, nevertheless, one who violates it, meaning not putting on tefillin, still has a chilek in olam haba. V'chein kol harishoim sha'avonosein merubin donin osa kefi chatosehem v'yishlim chilek olam haba. So here the Rambam states the same idea. Similarly, all of the rishoim, anyone whose averos are more numerous than his mitzvos, is judged in that, again, is judged in this world according to his averos. However, see what the Rambam is going out of his way to do is he's trying to show that even someone, remember, so the Maimonian model is that the definition of a tzaddik, definition of a rasha, definition of a benoni, ultimately is all about, it's a numeric tabulation. Even though, again, there are certain different mitzvos have different values, at the end of the day, lemaisa, more mitzvos is a tzaddik, more averos is a rasha, mechtza is a benoni. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us in this world for our averos, and we saw again how it works with averos 1, 2, and 3. However, the point that he's trying to make is that even Chas Hashem, a person is a Rasha, and therefore ultimately held accountable or judged according to their sins, a person still has a chilek in olam haba. And that's where he says it explicitly, Shekol Yisrael Yeshlem chilek v'olam haba, afa pi shechatu, that every member of Klal Yisrael has a member, has a portion olam haba, even though they sin. Shneemar va'ameich kulam tzadikim li'olam yirshu eretz, because the pasuk says your nation are all righteous, forever they will inherit the land. And the Rambam writes eretz zu mashal, the land. This is a mashal. This is a metaphor. Metaphor for what? Kilomar eretz hachayim. This refers again to the land of the living, which is v'hui olam haba. This refers to olam haba. V'chein, so we'll say again, that if that pasuk looks familiar, that's also because in Pirkei Avos, right, again, each parak in the beginning, usually most printed editions of Pirkei Avos, that pasuk appears before the beginning of the parak. V'chein, chaside umos ha'olam, yeish lem chelik olam haba. Here the Rambam says something amazing. So too, the righteous Gentiles also have a portion in the world to come. So interesting idea from the Rambam, that Olam Haba is not just a Jewish enclave, but ultimately, again, even the pious individuals from the nations of the world have a Chilek Olam Haba as well. Yes?
Is it really just numeric? Meaning if...
So the answer is no. The answer is no. Because again, even the Rambam himself said that you could have one mitzvah that's keneged kama averos, and one avero that's keneged kama mitzvah. When I say numeric, I just mean the way the Rambam lays it out, right? That if you have more mitzvahs than averos, then you're a tzaddik. Less, more averos, you're a rasha. But the more is relative.
Right, I'm saying, barring the averos that are keneged kulam and... Is it also like if I'm a Jew who does mitzvahs every day, but I do it routinely, it's like whatever. But when I do an avera, I get a geschmack out of it. So is that
100%? That counts. And I'd say something different. Also, if I'm a Jew who you know. Everything is relative, because you could have a situation where a person, because of his or her nisyonos in life, it just makes it much more difficult to perform a mitzvah. So when they perform one mitzvah, that mitzvah could be like 10 of my mitzvos. So when I say numeric, I just mean the way the Rambam lays it out. More mitzvos, tzaddik, more averos, rasha. But again, in that more, obviously, is an incredible amount of relativity. Vav. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. So right after the Rambam finishes saying that everyone has a portion of Olam Haba, he goes on to say, everyone has a portion of Olam Haba except those who don't. So ve'elu she'ein lehem chelik li'olam haba. These are the individuals who do not have a portion in the world to come. Ela nichrasin va'ovdin v'nidonin agol l'risham v'chatasam li'olam u li'olmei olamim. But rather they are judged. They are cut off, literally nichrasin, they are cut off, and they are lost, and they are judged for the greatness of their wickedness and for their sin for all eternity. Who are they? Haminim, I will say, the Rambam is going to state them, then he's going to define these terms. Minim, the minim we normally translate as heretics. Apikarsim, which we normally translate as heretics. Right? Kol from Batora, which we normally translate as heretics. Right? So again, obviously, these are all different terms that refer to different levels of non-belief. But if somebody is a min, apikoris, kol from Batora, someone who negates the authenticity of Torah, Hakol from Bitchias Samesim, those who do not believe in the resurrection of the dead. Hakol from Bevias Agoel, those who do not believe in Mashiach. Vamishumadim, or Mashumat, again, we'll define these terms. Umachti Harabim. Machti Harabim means people who cause not necessarily the public, but large groups of people to sin. So people are responsible for causing others to sin. HaParsha Midarchei Tzibah will say, this is a strong one. Someone who goes ahead and separates himself from the ways of the Tzibor. The ways of the Tzibor. So, you know, again, this will have to define what this means also with this. Someone who actively chooses to separate himself. HaOsa Averos Biyad Rama Befarhesya Ki Yehoyakim. One who goes ahead and does Averos with arrogance in public, like Yehoyakim. We'll discuss what that means as well. HaMosrim. I will say a Moser is someone who gives over a fellow Jew into the hands of an unjust government. Umatile ema ala tzibor shol shem sham, and leaders who put fear into the tzibor, into the populace, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather for their own self advancement. The shofchei damim, murderers. Ubaali lashon hara. Baal Shara, someone who speaks Lashon Hara. And Moshech Arlasa. I'll say now, Moshech Arlasa is interesting. Moshech Arlasa literally means that a person pulls the foreskin forward. Now what this means is this is a person who tries to hide the fact that he has a bris milah. So obviously, yeah, a person has a bris milah, they don't have foreskin. The idea is that he manipulates the skin on the makom milah, that it should cover up the makom milah to make it look like he's uncircumcised. So we'll say these are the individuals who do not have a, I'm sorry, who do not have a portion in their, who do not have a portion in the world to come. Who do not have a portion in the world to come. So now the Rambam goes through them. Chamisha hinikra minim. So what is a min? What is a min? There are five people who are called a min. Ha'omer she'ein shem eloka v'ilni olam manhig. So we'll say a min is someone who says that there is no God. There is no God and the world has no leader. There is no one who controls the world. Everything is just haphazard. V'ha'omer she'eshem shem manhig. Avalim shnayim o yeser, or the other pass. So possibility, definition number one of a min is someone ultimately, it's not the wrong chelik. Oh, if you want to peruse it, you can. See, someone who says there is no God, or there is no leader for the world. Or someone who says that there is a God, but there are more than one. There's more than one God. Va'omer sheyesh shem ribon echad, ela shuguf ubal tmuna. Or a person who says that there is one God, but that God has an image, or that God has a body. That God has a body. V'chein ha'omer she'eino levado rishon v'tzuel kol. Or someone who says that there is a God, but that God is not the first entity that existed, nor did he create everything. V'cheina oved el kazulaso, or if somebody worships another god, kedelios melitz beino ubein ribon ha'olamim. Someone worships something else, some other intermediary between myself and that primary god. Kol echad mechameshu elu min. anyone who believes in one of these things, this person is called a min. So we'll say, essentially, what the definition of a min is someone who does not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in total, either that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, either that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, either that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only one, either that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a body, some kind of physical form, or that ultimately he's not the creator, or that there's some kind of intermediary necessary in order to reach this God. So anyone who goes there and believes in one of these things, that's the classification or categorization of a min. Next, Ches, let's just read one more line. Shlosh Shehin Anikur Apikarsim. There are three people who are called Apikarsim. What's an Apikoris? Homer Shein Shem Nevua Klal. Ve'in shem mado shemagia mehabori lele b'nei adam. So the Apikoris is someone, number one, who does not believe in Nevuah. He doesn't believe in Nevuah at all, or he does not believe in the ability of God to communicate with man. Va'machish Nevuah so shel Moshe Rabbeinu, or he does not believe in the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'omer she'in habori odia ma'aseh b'nei adam, or someone who believes that God does not know the actions of man. God doesn't know what man's doing. Anyone who believes in one of these three things, or does not believe in one of these three things, either again, the ability for Nevuah, the ability for the Word of God to reach the heart of man, Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is not authentic, or that God does not know what man is doing. Anyone who believes in one of these things, ultimately, again, is an Apikoris. Shlosh Shehen, actually, we know, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with Shlosh Shehen HaKofrim BaTorah tomorrow. Now, we'll say, now, this is very important. Now, you ask yourself, why is this in Hilchos Tshuva? See, we'll say, what the Rambam realized, which is part of the reason why the Rambam wrote the Gimel Ikrei Emuna, is that many people walk around with flawed ideologies. Not just about flawed actions, but really flawed ideologies about what is correct, what is not correct. So Rama puts this in Hilchos Tshuva, because if a person says, sees how, whoa, I fit into one of these categories, you know, I thought that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is not authentic, or something like that, that a person has to know that they are within the category of this flawed ideology, and not just that it says I don't have a chilik malam haba, but more importantly, that I should know that I have to do tshuva, right? I should know that I have to correct that flawed ideology and somehow address it. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up here, Meretz Hashem, tomorrow with the Kofrim Batorah. Say that once again.
What does it mean?
That there's no way for God to communicate with man. Different than Nevuah. That there are different forms of communication, like Ruach HaKodesh. There are different things. So a person believes that there's no form of communication with the Ribbono. There's no avenue of communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man. See, meaning to say that there's no Nevuah is one thing. To say that there's no form of communication is something else.